Talking about our local music scene at the moment, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, not really this year though, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit hard. It's a weird time to be commenting on it.
Well,
we can comment on what existed.
I can
until
well,
February.
Well, we can
in
still
terms
talk about
seen.
People like you released some music with Oket.
Yes.
So
true.
I mean, it's true that live music is not going on at the moment, but artists are really,
yeah.
really, really creative because of the pressure of the moment. Also, because we are like struggling.
Connor, it's a project that's taken a couple of years, but so they both went on an Arctic residency a couple of years ago at separate times, and Katie Connor, who's they're both artists who are part of BEEF, Bristol Experimental and Expanded Film, and Katie Connor took some unexposed film stock, and when the ship, so it's like a residency that goes on a ship to the Arctic, I can't remember the name of the exact place, but it's near the research station,
mm-hmm.
and used the surface of the ice, dragged it along as like a sort of field recording
mm-hmm.
of the surface of the ice, and then developed that and toned the film, and then Shirley's work, I think, I haven't talked to her, but I assume she used a hydrofoam, or she was working a lot with seismologists in Bristol about a very low frequencies and levels of perception with regards to sound and she explores in very different ways, like how we listen. And she's made a work in response to Katie Connor's film that is the sound of the ice and like that environment. But they both have very different experiences on that ship. But it's really amazing, immersive piece.
What would you say about the genre of this performance that you saw?
I think it would be experimental sound and film, sort of in the realm of installation and sound art.
Are they these performances involving more than sounds, like visuals are important?
Yeah, so the work sits with a projection of the finished film, but the film also makes, in a way, I'm not sure if they have, but the film makes optical sound, so they might have used that as part of the impetus. And then there was another work by Kathy Hind,
mm-hmm.
Where she was using the silt of the River Frome, which is a river in Bristol, and using that to contact print onto film, and then the sound that makes an optical sound, and then she's recorded that. So she has this cacophony of all these different photogram prints, lots of like rumbling and bubbling, and it's quite a very literal, like they both practices are like using the earth and the ground to make work.
Yeah, it's but Katie, she's also working with like electronic instruments also, no?
Yes, she. What did she do at the Sound Cupboard? She did a piece with Arduino boards and.
She did like found sounds, not found sounds.
Well, she was like playing with the like sounds of birds. That's what.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I saw an amazing work of hers in an installation in Bath where she, like, it was to do with that Morse code and,
yes.
What are they called? The tiny, like, wind-up sound boxes.
Like a music box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, like, made a music box. But the pattern of the Morse code was to do with the flight patterns of birds.
Actually, been listening to the most is the new Wendy Miasma album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is brilliant.
So, what is the genre of Wendy?
Synth pop, experimental synth pop.
Would you say queer synth pop?
I mean Wendy's quite, queer. I don't know if you can.
It's quite
queer
political
here in music, but
I'd say it's like political.
Yeah,
because I mean that first song on that album is definitely very political.
Yeah.
But that's, I finally, this is going to sound really pathetic, I finally figured out how to put music I bought from Bandcamp onto my phone so I could listen to it in the car.
Yeah.
Just bop out to that in the car. I'm slowly learning all the words to it. And it's really nice because that first track has like loads of people on it as well.
That's true. There's about 10 Bristol musicians.
Yeah, I'm on it. You're on it.
Yeah.
Well, that track is also brilliant, the one with you and Rob on it. I love it so much. It's
like a part of hysteria.
It's so good.
It's music for liberation, Wendy. I just fucking love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So that would be sort of like my highlight of recent months.
Yeah.
Toots.
Because I just put that on. I came back, I was playing a gig in Froome, strangely, yeah. The other night.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put that on like super loud in my car, just going through the countryside, like, yes!
I'm surprised you didn't get a speeding ticket.
Tina, what would you like? Okay, there is no live music, but in your point of view, what is worth listening at the moment in Bristol?
In Bristol.
The people I play with and other stuff, so like Dom Lash, Matthew Grigg, Ivana Magda, who else are we talking about? You were saying you really enjoyed Rebecca Snedden.
Yes, I really enjoyed her set. Talking about Rebecca, Free Nelson,
Free Nelson Mandela Jazz, when's that going to come out?
Exactly, they were
supposed to
release in September.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with that, but that will come out soon. Yeah, it's a shame that's not come out yet.
That's a lot of people again.
Yeah, there's loads of Bristol people on that.
Yeah.
Loads. So yeah, some of us, I think we're also saying, there's a lot of Bristol people, Wendy Fest, that Wendy Fest put on, that did live streams. So yeah, I guess there's a lot of, lots of people have the ability to do that. And in normal times, there's quite a lot of free improv that happens in Bristol. And then, yeah, I guess Halftone that me and Caitlin play in.
Yeah, we got release coming out soon.
Which are referred to as post-classical. Thank you.
actually talking about jazz,
mm-hmm.
like sort of more trad jazz stuff, that has been happening live, like loads, actually. I mean, I've got 2 gigs coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, so live music is on?
Live music is on. Live music is happening. I mean, you, Laura and Tina went to go and see MXLX
mm-hmm.
play at the Lanes.
Book tickets to Dan Johnson.
Yeah,
I'm going to play at that.
Yeah, Tina's going to play at that.
So
that
I think that's
fun.
that's the one venue at the moment that's that kind of, there's the one place that band stuff can happen at the moment, isn't
yeah.
it, I guess.
Although Golden Line's also doing stuff.
Strange Brew is going to start soon. There is like a possibility to have like safer gig.
Yeah.
More
but
space.
Yeah,
it's unsure, but I also feel like it's, especially with more of the experimental stuff, like a lot of the venues that we're used to
mm.
playing in, like Cafe Kino,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Crofters Rights, even
yeah.
Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But they're not open.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
a huge problem as well. So like a lot of the free jazz stuff, I think.
Yeah, the free jazz and the free improv.
Is that is people
well,
just kind of feel a bit, you know, left
it's not
behind,
the right places.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it's the bands that have started again and then like the arts event.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think that's also part of the problem with...
Yeah. I think the Strange Room is going to be the place to like
yeah.
bring back people on stage.
Hopefully.
Because the space is bigger. Talking about creativity, as you were asking about ATC, for example,
mm.
we are collaborating. We are doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
last Friday, Yokel released a tape. And it went online and it sold out.
Nice.
Shit that they do.
get better. It won't be safer.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, people are finding ways to do things. I mean, like, we went and played in a tunnel and recorded stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
Prelude. I've played in a lot of tunnels. So me and Sam did that thing as well, I guess that British Music Collection thing. That was a lot of, like, field recordings near water. I've done a solo album that's going to come out in a couple of weeks, which is quite exciting. Some songs.
Also, Robert Ridley Shackleton, aka
yes.
the Cardboard Prince.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a new band. I'm in Robert...
Oh, you're also, yeah. You're
Robert Ridley
band.
Shackleton's band, me and Wendy. The new band called
yeah.
The Card.
Hey, did you listen to Jabu last release?
Yeah, because I'm making a video.
Which is really, really
yeah.
amazing.
So, when is it out, like, your video?
I'm not too sure, but yeah, I was a director of photography, right? So, yeah, but yeah, it's got Daniela Dyson on it.
Yeah. Also, the other thing to talk about is Aphelion Editions put out that.
I've got it
on my phone, hold on.
Yeah, that had loads of good Bristol stuff in it, right?
Actually, one of my favourite ones is the one that Aaron put out.
The one with.
The Ken Burns.
One with Ant Brown.
So good. Honestly.
Thank you.
right?
Exactly.
It's just called Selected Ophelia Works.
That's
a good
one. I mean, it's got Ellen Southern on it. They've actually been, so Dead Space Chamber Music have been in studio again.
Oh, cool.
So they're bringing out a new album soon-ish. I think they also did a live stream recently.
Yes, they did plenty during the lockdown. So like Ellen and Dead Space Chamber, they were really, really active.
What's that?
And what I appreciate with Aphelion is, Aphelion edition is like, this is like Kraftwerk, like really someone who is like really working as an artisan of music.
Yeah.
He's really seeing so many people for so long. He used to have this Aphelion night. He was also a promoter. He made me like discover so many very good bands. Like I remember seeing Meudonnet, which is a French band from Amiens.